Soul Speak Living in Color, where we talk about inspirations, following your dreams, and what lights your fire. I'm your host, Sam Filia, Rainbow and Thunder voiceover. You can find me at samfiliavo.com. Hello, and welcome back to Soul Speak Living in Color. Today's guest is Chris Ferguson, and he is a musician turned voice actor, and he's here to talk about that crazy story. He's also going to be talking about his other hobbies like D&D, role playing, tabletop, streaming, stuff like that. And you'll get to hear him talk about his experience, his dream role, his role models, and all of that good stuff as we've been talking about for the last several episodes. So he does a variety of voiceover. So like, you know, character work, animation, he does video games, promos, commercials, all that good stuff. And he has some fantastic demos on his website. Feel free to check out the demos and the any recent work that he has on there. It's chrisfergusonvo.com. I'll have that link in the written portion of the blog, as well as his social media handle. So you can go on there and follow him, show him some support. You know, we always got to show people some love. And he also posts updates on his streaming on his Instagram. So be sure to follow him there to get any updates for that. And without further ado, thank you for joining us, Chris. It's nice to see you.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for having me. So excited to be here and be doing this.
Yes. And like we were just talking about before we started recording, this is like the only social time that I get anymore.
Yes, that's so. The life that we are living in now.
I use it as an excuse to have conversations, fun ones too. So it's all good. So tell us about your journey in voiceover so far. Like, how did you find it? Why did you start?
It started for me, at least the interest in voice acting was around like 2016 when I was working with a friend that introduced me to Dungeons and Dragons. And ADHD is going to make this story like really awkward. I'm going to go all over the place, but
I'm sure a lot of us have that. So it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was trying to get him to play this game that called Neverwinter. And he's like, do you know that's Dungeons and Dragons? I was like, what's Dungeons and Dragons? He's like, it's where you role play and roll dice and do math and do all this stuff and act your characters out. I was like, that sounds like some nerdy shit, man. I'm not interested. And then he's like, well, check out Matt Mercer in this show called, before it was Critical Role, it was Force Gray, I think it was called. And so I hopped on the YouTubes and watched it, and I was just blown away. It was like Ashley Johnson, Matthew Mercer, Chris, I can't even remember his name, but there was a bunch of celebrities. And I was just like, I know all those people. They're nerds? Like, what? What is this? And kept watching it, and then they were like, you know, YouTube suggestions, like, hey, you want to see more Matt Mercer? Watch this Critical Role thing. I'm like, oh, what is Critical Role? And I think they were in like their first campaign back in 2016, like around episode 20 or something. And I jumped in, started watching, and I was addicted right off the bat, and found out that they're all voice actors. Or is, to quote Matt Mercer, nerdy ass voice actors that sit around and play Dungeons and Dragons.
That's about a good 90% of us.
Yeah, you're right. So accurate. And yeah, I went and met Matt and Marisha at, what is it called? MAGFest in DC in 2017. And then I just started trying to go to like as many conventions as I could that I found like all these interesting voice actors that I never even knew existed. Cause I, you know, like you're watching cartoons as a kid, you think that's them, and video games and stuff. You don't really think like these people are doing this for a living. And, I think it was, 2018 or 2019, I ran into Wes Johnson and we started talking, and then he was at one of these video game voiceover panels, and they called me up and I got to read in front of them. And then Wes came down off the stage and like got in my face and was like messing around with me, trying to like get me to get out of my skin and all this stuff. And then afterwards, they were meeting with people and signing autographs and stuff. And I was talking to him and some of the other panelists, and they were like, "Hey, you were like one of the best ones on there. Like, you do you do this?" I was like, "No, but I really want to." They're like, "You should get training. You should do this. Like, you were really good. Like, you have what it takes. You definitely seem like, I don't know, you have the passion, and you were able to read well, and you're acting. Like, do you act? Like, did you do any of that?" I was like, "No." They're like, "What'd you do?" I was like, "I'm a musician, you know." It's like, "Oh, okay, well, yeah, I mean, that's about right," in front of the mic and all that stuff. And what was it, we got home and I immediately just started reaching out to people. One of the guys, funny story, when I get nervous, I do accents just because it's not my voice, so I feel like, well, you can't screw up if it's not your voice. And I was doing this like real thick Scottish accent. And then soon as I was done, the next guy, they happen to know, and he's from Scotland. And I was so red in the face. And as he's coming up, he pats me on the shoulder. He's like, "It's all right." He's like, he's like, my friends are actually asking if you were with me. And anyway, so yeah, I reached out to him, and then he got me in touch with Jamie Muffett. And then Jamie Muffett told me to look into voice acting coaching. And so I just started the search from there, found Terry Daniel. It's always Terry Daniel. I always put an S in there. Anyway, joined his program online, and 6 to 9 months later, and a whole bunch of money later, folks, walked out with my commercial demo and then my character demo, and then built my website and jumped on Voice123 and Bidalgo. And that was kind of like, that was my journey.
That's awesome. So you really just went for it over the course of a couple of years. Didn't even realize you'd be interested in character work like that, huh?
No, not at all. It was within less than a year, I was booking off of Voice123, just here and there, little things for like 100, 200, 300 bucks or something like that. But it was cool. It was my own little journey.
Is there something recent that you've done that you're pretty proud of?
Yeah. this one's funny because I didn't even know I was in it. And I did this character named Drox, I think, in this video game called it's a cyberpunk game on Steam. I can't think of it for the life of me, but over the summer I was watching this video of this guy play this game, and I was like, "Hey, those characters look familiar." And then I went back and dug into some of the scripts that I was sent to audition for. And I was like, "Hey, those are the characters I read for." I was like, wait a minute.
They used your audition and didn't even tell you?
Oh, no. Like, I got the part, but I was okay. Just digging through the pictures of when I did the auditions that I had on a file. And I found out the game had been out for like a year, and that I was part of the expansion. I was one of the characters in it. And so I reached out to the developer, and he sent me a Steam key, and then I just started binge playing it till I found my character, and I was like, "Yay, that's me!" So, Drox, that's it, Drox.
Nice, awesome. So, I know you said that you were a musician, so let's talk about this for a minute. You had a previous dream. I think you told me it was for 10 years. Right? That you chased your dream of being a musician?
Mm-hmm.
So what made you decide to switch directions?
It was kind of forced on me because I was, the last band that I was in was called Flight Case Syndrome. And the we were playing and headlining shows and playing all over the place on the East Coast and stuff like that. And opening for like all kinds of bands, like All That Remains, Taproot, and Nonpoint, and just all kinds of bands that you listen to, like on the major like rock super stations. Yeah, it was like super cool, like totally living the rock star dream, hanging out with the bands and like drinking, doing the after party stuff. And our band, I guess it was because, like, you know, we were all in our 30s, and that whole like reality of adulting hit, and you know, shows were getting harder to attend to, I guess, or whatever. And we were like, well, let's take like a 6-month hiatus. And so we did that, which crushed us like in a super negative way. And when we came back to the stage and started playing again, we were maybe pulling like half the crowd that we used to, and we were like, whoops. Yeah. So then there was an internal fight with the band, and then we ended up breaking up. And then what was it? I tried my whole solo acoustic rock thing for a couple years and did that. And then that whole, what is it? You can't blame a band when you're up there on stage by yourself for any mistakes. So I guess the stage fright and stuff like that started eating at me, and then I hung it up. And after that, it was probably a few years till I jumped into the whole voice acting thing.
Had you found voiceover while you were in that transitional phase of getting out of music?
No. A deep, dark part of me that I have buried away became like a real hardcore alcoholic. And I guess the whole thing of like having this big, huge social life and being out on weeknights and weekends playing shows all the time, and then knowing like thousands of people and having all these big contacts and being on the verge of getting signed and having albums out and stuff, and like that whole big dream just fell apart. And then I just became like this hermit, and just was drinking by myself and just being a grumpy old man. And eventually I just got sick and tired of, it's like they say, sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I just quit cold turkey. And I think that was 2019, January 5th, 2019. It was the weekend we were at MAGFest when I met Wes Johnson. And that was when I decided like, yeah, I'm done drinking and I am getting into this voice acting thing. Cause I think it was like 2015, 2016-ish is when the band fell apart, and 2016 is when I found out about the whole Critical Role thing and was obsessed with the nerdy ass voice actors playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, that's awesome. So you went from the, you know, a dark place, chasing a fantastic dream, something you really wanted to do, and then realizing that eventually, you know, this is not working out like I'd hoped.
Yeah.
And then going to rock bottom and then picking yourself back up, because you're just like, you know what? I'm fucking tired of doing this to myself. And you picked yourself up, and now look at you. You're doing great.
Yeah, we can drop F-bombs.
Yeah, I'm not going to be swearing like a sailor or anything, but I'm not going to lie, I do swear a lot.
Yeah, oh no, I do too. I was trying to behave myself because I didn't know like if it was cool or not. But yeah, I was fucking tired of it.
This is not for kids. It's more PG-13, just saying.
TSA.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool. You go through stages in life, I think. And I mean, I've been in so many different industries, even if for a short amount of time, that it was hard for me to really focus on one thing, because there's just so many things that I want to do. I have so many ideas in my head. that I keep bouncing. But voice acting was the thing that really clicked with me. Like, singing is something I've always wanted to do ever since I was a young child. And like you, I never realized that voice acting was a real thing. You know, I just watched cartoons and I was like, oh, that's their voice. Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And then about the same time frame, about 2016, 2017 is when I got into it and realized that it's a whole career and jumped headfirst into it. So I think that's pretty neat that you came up from a dark place in your life and you're pursuing what you want to really do. And you're great at it. Like, I've listened to your demos. Oh my gosh. I love your character demo.
Thank you. throwing it back at you, I watch your videos all the time on Instagram of you singing and stuff, and your voice is so amazing. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So let's talk about some dream roles. What would be the one, you know, either character or commercial or whatever role that would just be the ultimate, yes, I've made it for you?
Oh man. Okay. So like, I mean, you know, put me on any AAA title of a video game that my nerdy friends can play and yell at my character and stuff. Like, I want to be a villain so bad because I really like being dark and low voice. I'm sure you probably know the name, Jodie Krangle. Yeah, she's one of our players in our, now she's in two of our campaigns. Her and I worked together on the video intro of one of our campaigns. And like, we play these two deities where like, I'm the evil one and she's the good one. And we're basically like gambling on the campaign and the players. And I'm like, so these players of yours, you feel like they are going to be the one to save the world, you know, just like fun shit like that. And I just started playing the new Halo Infinite, and like the main antagonist is just this deep baritone voice, and I was just like, I want to be the bad guy that everybody either hates or loves because he's so evil or something, you know. I can't really nail, like, put the, what is it, the tail on the donkey on on what like anything specific, but man, like to do some AAA titles in some like fantasy role play games, or I mean, anime would be amazing to get my foot in the door there. And then you know, to Patrick, what's his last name? Patrick Warburton. Yeah, Mr. Joe Swanson for Family Guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to be him. Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
That's a great impression.
Thanks. That's like my go-to when I'm bored. But yeah, those dream roles would like to be on something like similar to Family Guy and stuff like you know, animes and video games. So nothing specific, I guess, because my head's all over the place like yours. Like, you know, I get into one thing and then I get into another, and then I want to do this and I want to do that. Like, jack of all trades, master of none.
Right. That's the great thing about voiceover for me, is that it's so much variety. Mm-hmm. Like, every day is different auditions, different styles, tones, characters. And it's like, I never get bored with it. And that's been my problem, is that for a lot of things, I either get bored of it or I get really deep into it and then realize that it's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been really great. And you're going to have things that you don't like with everything that you do, any career, any hobby.
Yeah.
But
medical narration.
You know, I actually enjoy medical narration because I like the challenge. Mm-hmm. I like having to try to figure out what these words mean with how they're pronounced and stuff.
Yeah. It. Oof.
Can you say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious really, really fast 10 times?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious 10 times? Wait, no, I failed. See? This is why I don't do
numbers. Oh, man. But yeah.
That's my kryptonite.
Performing behind the mic. It's the best thing ever if you haven't tried it.
This is true. This is true.
So talk to me about your streaming. I know we've talked a little bit about D&D and you guys playing it. You run a, I think it's the campaign is what it's called, called Lore, right?
Yeah, yeah. Lore, it stands for League of Rolling Expeditioners. I don't even think expeditioners is really a word because I always get auto-corrected on the computer when I type it in.
You created but it, it's okay.
We made it up, yeah.
So talk to me about that. What do you guys, how do you do it?
So a couple years ago, a friend of mine, name dropping Kyle Brudigan, I hope he listens so he can be like, yeah, he brought my name up. he and I were, we were the two nerds that got started in the home campaign with my friend that was all like, hey, do you know you're playing Dungeons and Dragons on a video game? And so he got into this stream and they had like 1,000-some followers and stuff like that. And he's like, hey, they're creating a second campaign to have on a different night and they're doing auditions. You should try out. And this was like, this was before I took the dive into voice acting, but when I knew that's what I wanted to do. And so I auditioned and you had to do this, it was like 5 minute, basically like a talent show for all the people that were auditioning. And I just took like all the voices that I could do and just made this like running for president kind of campaign thing with all the different voices. And yeah, anyway, I got in and then the guy was like a total douchebag. And we kept butting heads and he was trying to expand the thing. And I was basically just kind of there learning what he was doing. And it was one of those things where I had all these really great ideas that I was trying to help him grow and do different things. And he kept shooting me down left and right. And he's like, dude, you know, stop trying to tell me what to do. Why don't you just go out and you do your own thing? And I'm like, fine, I will. I'll do it and I'll do it better.
I live out of spite.
That's right. And yeah, so like, let's see, almost a year and a half ago, I reached out to some friends and we started playing on the stream that I had. And we were playing something else. It was like it's called Basic Roleplay, Chaosium, which is like a completely different dice system. And it's way easier than D&D. And we started playing that, started streaming it because it was like this sci-fi comedy kind of like campaign. And that eventually fell apart because our DM or Dungeon Master is over in the Netherlands. And so yeah, timing was just really, really difficult with all of us spread across the world. And so that fell apart. And then I was like, well, I'm not giving up. I really enjoy doing this. So I bought one of those books on dndbeyond.com. Shout out to D&D Beyond. And it's the beginner campaign. It's called Lost Minds of Phandelver. And I was like, I want to DM. I don't know how, and I'll figure it out. So we actually, to backtrack a little bit, we had another campaign lined up. And the night of, like, or the morning of that we were supposed to stream, our DM's like, yeah, man, I guess it's like cold feet or something. I don't know, but I'm too busy in life. I can't do this. I'm like, bro, like, we stream in an hour. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, we have players. He's like, I don't know, I'm sorry. And then just like, that was it. So I reached out to my players. I'm like, we're just gonna improv. I'm the DM now. Hi, and roll for initiative. I don't know. We just started streaming. Things worked out. And God, it's been quite a journey since then. We've had so many people come and go because of, you know, adulting and life just happens and people having to like come in temporarily or whatever. And then they can't stick around or like players not getting along with each other. So I just kept pushing through. The every time we we'd have to lose a player, we'd like audition for a new one. And I met a whole bunch of really amazing people in the industry. And one of them, which is my favorite human in the whole wide world, is Jeff Grimwood. He's a voice actor and improv coach and just an amazing improv dude in general. He does these Saturday drop-ins on the weekends, and I started taking those. So like we've had amazing guests like him come on. And then I'm kind of backtracking here, but like Orion Acaba from Critical Role from the first season, I got to interview him, and we've been in touch ever since. He was actually my biggest inspiration in as far as like sobering up and all that stuff goes, because when I sobered up, I put it out there and he saw it on Facebook. I saw he liked it and I was like, oh shit, Orion Acaba liked my sober post. And then he's like, hey, congratulations on being sober. And I was like, yeah man, hey, well, how about I get an interview with you, you know, just kind of like throwing it out there, like, I don't know, he's a celebrity, what's he gonna say no? Sure, he's gonna say no. And he's like, show me 3 months of sobriety and you got a deal. I was like, bro, you got it. And then a year later, I got to sit down and interview with him. And man, I'm going all over the place. But yeah, I got to I'm gonna kind of sidestep from the D&D thing for 1 second, but because I wanna name drop people here. It's Tim Freelander and Jason Lanier White. I became friends with, and actually over the summer I took my son out for our very first like big vacation, and we went out to Cali for a week and got to hang out with them, and got to see Tim's studio where he recorded the whole cast of Critical Role in one of the video games that they were in. Oh boy, I'm not gonna remember that name, but anyway, yeah, so lore. Dice nerd shit. Yeah, we've had some really cool guests, and we just keep growing and growing and growing. A year ago it was like the Discord that the community that I built was had like 5 people in it, and now we have like 100 and something, which isn't a lot, but it's still pretty cool because we do like contests and different things. Oh yeah, and then recently over the summer we started one of the biggest things I wanted to do was it kind of like Critical Role is like have a part of changing the world for the better. One of the catchphrases that we close with at the end of every session, I just came up with one night. It was be good to each other, be awesome, and beat hate with love. And I think one night I was just kind of sitting there going like, what does that mean to me? And I was like, well, obviously got to do something good in the world with what I'm doing. And so we started streaming for Extra Life, which is a Children's Miracle Network program for video gamers and streamers. And this just, what was it, last month? We had Grant Howitt, who is the creator of amazing games like Honey Heist, Crash Pandas, Adventure Skeletons, stuff like that. Stuff that you've, like, if you watch Critical Role, like in season 1 and 2, like they played Honey Heist and Crash Pandas. So we had him on our show we did this like 9-hour marathon stream and raised like $250 for Extra Life. And